Small pleasures. 1. Mourning. He'll be a name vaguely recalled by one mourner, maybe, at an obligatory service for the master. But now his warm body this winter morning joins me on a couch that smells of him. When I step away for another cup, he opens his eyes and tracks me, his tucked-in curl unmoving. In the constancy of our lives together, uncharted by history, he is fed, warm, and near me. So, all threats in remission, the planet turns round properly. 2. Vultures. I like them best eye to eye, and that sweep down to give me the once-over thinking, still ticking. It is a comfort to know a stranger notices. I like their tilting back and forth, feeling the thermals out, spiraling into kettles, their silence. When they ridge perch a roof, wings spread to dry, I think they've done that just for me. 3. A friend. Hand to hand to greet by name my friend, whose laughter shakes loose the tedious, sour furor of a fortunate life. In the toccata of our talk, everything recedes outside the circle of our table and meal, except the density of our history, this cloak which warms us both, to which we add threads of silver and gold. 4. Reading before sleep. What shabby bloom am I of a night, aching, finally abed, book balanced, warmth shuffling into the dawn of day, here in the habit of a life, of untold hours before pages opening into blessed words that have held apart the savage, bewitching world from this chrysalis I shape from sentences and quiet, that makes from peace my many lives and the only one I am allowed.